Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 18 for Friday, August the 12th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished mixed on Friday in the wake of a bearish report from the United States Department of Agriculture. The USDA pegged soybean production this year at 4.06 billion bushels, with yields of almost 49 bushels an acre. That was above analysts' expectations and pushed down soybeans in the early going. However, most market watchers had been expecting this, which is why the downside was limited. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola a little less enticing to out-of-country buyers. On the flip side, gains in crude oil, soy oil, and Malaysian palm oil underpinned the market. Concerns over wet weather in parts of Western Canada was bullish. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed. The November contract was at $9.84 a bushel. The market had been expecting a bearish report from the USDA, but was still somewhat surprised by the record volume of soybeans being grown this year. That is expected to replenish reserves of oil seeds left in U.S. bins from last year. Stocks at the end of the current marketing year are now pegged at 330 million bushels, which is 40 million more than analysts had been expecting. After the early losses over, some traders began to retake positions, and some speculators were also long in the market. Corn was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the December contract at $3.29 a bushel. The USDA says it expects 15.15 billion bushels of corn to be grown, with yields of 175 bushels an acre, and this was above analysts' expectations. As well, favorable weather continues to be the case in the U.S. Corn Belt, and gains in crude oil limited the losses. Wheat was chopping around unchanged, with the September contract at $4.17 a bushel. The USDA also predicted a higher amount of wheat would be produced in 2016 and 17. U.S. output will total 2.32 billion bushels, and that is up from the previous estimate. World wheat stockpiles were also higher at 253 million tons. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, August the 12th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.